I would like to take you to dinner, you know, to make up for being an ass. She sighed. Lieutenant, please, call me Marco. That wasn't good. It was more intimate, but from the look on his face, he wouldn't let it go. Marco, you really don't have to do that. I understand. I don't think you do. She gave him a smile. I do, and that's okay. And if she sat there any longer arguing with him, she would get mad, or worse, cry. She stood and turned to grab her laptop, but he stopped her. He had risen too, but so quietly she had not heard him. He was like that. But then, he was a SEAL. No, I really don't think you understand. He was so close she could smell the clean scent of the soap he had used that morning. She could imagine him in the shower, water dripping from his flesh. Alana stopped that thought. It would only cause her more sleepless nights. She raised her eyes to his face and shivered at the look he was giving her. Marco slipped his hands up to her face, cupping her jaw gently. She tried to swallow, but couldn't. Her body was hot, so hot, and he hadn't really done anything. He dipped his head, brushing his mouth against hers. All the while, he continued to look into her eyes. When he pulled back, her lips were tingling. He hesitated, then stepped back from her. I think that will dispel the myth you've concocted in your head. She raised her hand and touched her mouth. I guess. So, dinner, Friday night, 7 okay? 7. His lips curved again, and she felt her heart dance a little. He didn't smile often, not that he was dour. She just assumed it took a lot to catch his fancy. Yeah, as long as Mr. Stayover doesn't mind. Stayover? Oh, you mean Colin? No, he won't mind. Just so you know, if I was in his shoes, I would. See you at 7 on Friday. He turned and walked away. She stood there on shaking legs and then collapsed on the chair. Oh, my.